The following program's views, claims, and or representations may not necessarily reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Communications.
Hi, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's toll free, 888-677-9673. Join the conversation live with Pastor Al. And now, here is your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and we'll be on here until 2 o'clock this afternoon live right here on AM 1220 The Word, and you can join in the conversation here by calling toll-free 888-677-9673. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you this afternoon. And you can give us a call. We've got those phone lines open at 888-677-9673. Let's go ahead and open with a word of prayer here this afternoon. Heavenly Father, Lord, we do thank you for a beautiful day here in northeastern Ohio. Father, just pray that you watch over us now. We pray that you bless and thank you for the time that we have to be on the air this afternoon. Help us to be an encouragement and a blessing to somebody today. And again, if there's one that's searching that needs to trust Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, we do pray that something we talk about today that your Spirit would use to touch that person's heart and draw them to Christ, that they might put their faith in the one that died on the cross and shed his blood to pay for our sins, who was buried and rose again the third day victorious over sin and death, and that, of course, being the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, thank you again. Bless, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, getting right into our subjects here today, a couple of things I want to mention. Those of you have been listening to our Sunday night program, Late Night Live with Pastor Al, which is right here on AM 1220, The Word on Sunday nights at 11 p.m. until midnight, you know that one of the sponsors of our program is Frank's Antiques in North Royalton. And, of course, they help sponsor this program here live with Pastor Al on Fridays at 1:30. And Frank at Frank's Antiques in North Royalton gave me an article that he clipped out of the Plain Dealer over the weekend. This was published Saturday, June the 9th, in the Cleveland Plain Dealer, and it's entitled Inventing Biblical Teachings About Marriage, and I guess a guest editorial or something by Reverend Kenneth W. Chalker, I believe United Methodist Church, University Circle United Methodist Church in Cleveland. And, you know, I mention his name, but basically give him credit for his article that I wanted to look at here as we get started here this evening or this afternoon. And his article basically is it's a little vindictive about pastors such as myself that dare to say that the Bible teaches that marriage was supposed to be between a man and a woman. And he talks about President Obama's coming out and supporting same-sex marriage, and he says whatever his motivation was for doing this, that's what he says. He says Obama's statement of support for same-sex marriage is far more genuine than the unholy response of opposition his statement has received from too many clergy, ordained pastors thundering their opposition based on their view that God, through the Bible, teaches that marriage is between one man and one woman, are just wrong. Such a view is at best shoddy biblical scholarship. At worst, it is a very cruel lie. And immediately when I read that, the first book of the Bible, Genesis, came to my mind. And I was thinking in Genesis when God created the heavens and the earth, and he created Adam, and then he created Eve, and you can read that story there. But in the Genesis account of creation here in Genesis chapter 2, and we read this in specifics when we look at the creation of Eve. Eve, it says in starting verse 21, the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore, now notice this, and this is what Pastor Chalker says there's no biblical evidence of, and to say so is at best shoddy biblical scholarship and at worst a cruel lie. I'm just going to read it. Genesis 2, verse 24. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Now, did you catch what we were saying there? God conducted the first marriage. It was Eve that was created out of the rib of Adam, and she was created to be a helpmeet to Adam. She was created to be a companion, to help complete Adam, to be with him. And the Bible says that God brought them together, and that a man, and this is talking about in the future, because obviously this is not talking about Adam and Eve's father and mother, because God created them by direct acts of creation. And he says, this is referring to future generations, a man would leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife. Now, when I got married, I didn't have a wife until I said I do, and the pastor pronounced us husband and wife. That's when I got a wife, when I got married. When I wasn't married, I didn't have a wife. God married Adam and Eve, and he created Adam, one man, and he created Eve, one woman, and he brought them together to be husband and wife, and they formed a married family unit, and they became one flesh, the Bible says. Now, this is what God set up. He created this. He ordained marriage. It's the first institution that God ordained in the entire Bible, before the government, before the church, before he called Israel into being, prior to all of these things. God created the institution of marriage, and Reverend Chalker, for some reason, I guess, must not have read this chapter. Either that, or he somehow skimmed over this particular passage where it says specifically and teaches specifically that God created one man and one woman and brought them together. They became a husband and wife. Now, I guess if that's shoddy biblical scholarship, I stand guilty. I mean, I'm just reading what it says. I guess the enlightened scholarship would be to say, as the Reverend Chalker says, well, this really doesn't mean that, because these are nothing more, as he says, quote, remembered stories, teachings, written memories of biblical events or historical events and settings, and talking about how they just sort of remembered them. Probably he's ignorant of the fact that the Bible says all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And he says that the Bible really teaches is the importance of loving, committed relationship that liberates the heart and soul from the power of hate, loneliness, and despair. And in his article here, he says that the Bible does not teach, quote, does not teach marriage as being between one man and one woman in a covenant of exclusive spiritual legal mutuality, as well as an expression of sexual fidelity. So I guess he doesn't believe that if you get married, you have to be faithful to your spouse. And so he says that the most important is the value and integrity of committed relationships. And so he is all for same-sex marriage. He says that clergy, quote, clergy preaching that the Bible, in the name of God, defines marriages between one man and one woman are wrong. And not only that, he implies that that is hostility and self-righteous bigotry. And he says, are we not all entitled to such a relationship recognized and protected by law? I believe such a relationship is already blessed under heaven. And, you know, you read these touchy-feely things, and it's great when you can just ignore the Bible, the plain teaching of the Bible, reinterpret the way you want it to be, and take these positions. And I'm sure that he has a great time in making fun of people such as us that believe that marriage is, because the Bible says, one man and one woman. And yes, there are problems, and problems crept in. Polygamy was one problem that crept in, and Jesus had to correct that, and that's why the requirements for pastors married to one woman, not several, and things of that nature. If you want to talk about this some more, or you got questions about other things, our phone numbers, of course, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. You can give us a call at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We'll get you on the air with your questions about the Bible and current events in light of God's Word. One of the things I was mentioning this article for, guest editorial here, and when he talks about the importance of loving, committed relationships here that liberate the heart and soul from the power of hate, loneliness, and despair, why does he himself limit it between, he's all for same-sex marriage. Why does he limit it to, you know, just one man or two men or two women? Does he endorse polygamy? That would be my question, because obviously if they're in as he puts it, a loving, committed relationship that liberates the heart and soul from the power of hate, loneliness, and despair, why would this not be a bad relationship, you know, the polygamous relationship? And after all, we did see people in the Bible that had more than one spouse, and certainly there were problems as a result of that. You think of King Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived. His heart was turned away from God by the multitude of wives and concubines that he had, and so that's one of the reasons that that pastors are restricted to one wife today. But and also, if it's not exclusive and all of that, adultery should be fine. There shouldn't be any problem. In fact, he does mention in a passing negative sense the incident of the woman caught in adultery in the Gospels, and then says that's government in the bedroom again. That was actually the priests and such coming together to try and trap Jesus. Obviously, there was a man involved. He should have been there, and that's a whole other area. But the idea here that he talks about just loving, committed relationships, what about brother and sister getting married? What about a father marrying his daughter or a son marrying his mother? I mean, if it's a loving, committed relationship and that's all that counts. But the fact of the matter is, God does put restrictions on marriage. And according to the Bible, marriage is the ideal marriage. It was right there in Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. A man shall leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And that's the Bible definition. That's the Bible ideal. People come short of that, that's for sure. And for Reverend Chalker to just ignore the Bible and say that if you believe Genesis chapter 2 and verse 24, you're guilty of shoddy biblical scholarship or passing on a cruel lie is just to simply say he doesn't believe the Bible. Well, you can give us a call, 888-677-9673. And we have John in Euclid calling, I believe. And John, are you there?
Oh, hello, Pastor.
Hey, welcome.
Thanks for taking my call today. And, you know, God bless you for preaching the Word of God. And, I was just wondering if, you know, right, you kind of covered it, but this guy, these people that say these things, they don't believe, you know, that God wants us. I mean, you kind of wonder where do they get their, you know, knowledge from, or, you know, why do they think that? Because the Bible clearly says that God created man and woman, and, you know, from the beginning of creation, Jesus Christ said it was not so from the beginning, because Moses suffered people to divorce their wives and, you know, put the wives away. But God said, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder.
Right, and that's the ideal right there. Yeah,
you know, you're asking one man, one woman to be married. He doesn't say anything there about two men, two women, anything else, any other possible combination. It's only one man, one woman. And, you know, we see further in Corinthians that, you know, it tells about how man is bound to a wife, mm-hmm. whether she liveth, but or vice versa, a wife to a husband, as long as they're alive.
Right.
You know, so clearly it's, then they can be free to marry another if their spouse dies, but, you know, God has a clear plan.
Right.
One man and one woman.
Right. And while they're together, it's a committed relationship. It's one that has the expectation of sexual fidelity, which Reverend Chalker doesn't seem to think is there. I don't know. I'd be a little suspicious if I was his spouse.
People have to, like, deliberately say, you know, that the Bible doesn't say what it says or doesn't mean. I don't see how it could be any clearer than what the Bible does say.
Oh, you're absolutely right, John. It's
really
very clear.
And
you're asking, where do they get this from? I think it's very clear. We live in the day in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. It says there come a falling away before the Antichrist is revealed. And in Revelation chapter 3, and talking about the church of the Laodiceans, you know, that's the church that has basically turned their back on God. Verse 17 there says, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. And that's a lot of these so-called churches today. They're Laodicean churches. They've fallen away from the truth of God's word, and they've become, rich, wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked, and they don't know it. They think that they're rich and increased in goods and have need of nothing, including the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, but yeah, and right, Pastor Al, that's right. And, you know, marriage is even further spoken of in the Bible as a type of Christ in the church. He says, husband, love your wife.
Absolutely right.
Love the church and gave himself for it.
In fact, let me go over to Ephesians. You brought up a very good passage there. And let me get turned over here a little bit here real quick. Just give me a moment. But and again, if you're listening, you can call us with your questions about the Bible, current events in light of God's Word at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And as John, our caller, mentioned here, Ephesians chapter 6, where it talks about marriage is a picture of the relationship with Christ and the church. And let me just read that. It's actually Ephesians chapter 5 here. I'm getting past it. In Ephesians chapter 5, he says right here in verse number 23, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he's the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. And then it drops down to verse number 32, talking about the relationship between a husband and a wife. He says, let's drop down here to, actually, let's go up to verse number 31. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. That's quoting from Genesis chapter 2. And then he says, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. And so when we see an attack upon marriage, we're actually seeing a spiritual attack upon Christ and his church. And for someone who supposedly is a pastor of a Christian church, you know, Laodicean or otherwise, to be leveling such a direct charge against the image of, or the picture of Christ in the church as this guy does, you know, that's, you know, well, put that in God's hands, but he'll be answerable to the Lord for that.
Yeah, that's right. Well, yeah, and you know, I'm thinking about what the Lord said too. He said that if someone believe not his words, or, you know, well, he said Moses' writings too, if you believe mm-hmm. not that, I mean, how are they going to believe on him?
Well, exactly, and that's true with this particular situation. This gentleman just does not believe the Word of God. And
yeah, that's really that simple,
yeah.
I think.
He you takes know? The same approach that many do, where they say, well, you know, there's certain things in the Bible I like, there's certain things that I don't like. I'll just take what I like and throw out what I don't like, or if I can't throw it out directly, I'll try to either ignore it or reinterpret it in some fashion, and then I make it say whatever I want it to say, and in effect, they become the Holy Spirit, and they change the clear teaching of the Word of God. And, you know, they make it a mockery. But
yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, but we thank God, though, we do have the Bible, and we do have the Holy Spirit within the world today, convicting sinners of sin, righteousness, and judgment, and standing with us and convicting us of our own sin and
oh, absolutely.
Advocating for us with
absolutely.
The Father, justifying us by his death, burial, and resurrection. So praise the Lord for his mercy, and even in the last days there's still great opportunity. Never a time like now where it's so much wickedness, there's still probably more opportunity than ever for someone to witness to the truth.
Exactly.
Bring the Lord honor and glory and for souls to be saved.
Yeah, and we need to pray for people that they would be delivered from the blindness that they're under, because I was thinking of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, where Paul wrote, "Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we receive mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God." And then he says, "But if our gospel be hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." So we need to preach the gospel. And John, got another caller calling in,
Thank you, Pastor Al,
so appreciate that.
Thank you for being on the air and serving the Lord.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. We'll get to our next caller here in just a moment here, but a reminder that we are brought to you by Frank's Antiques in North Royalton. Frank's Antiques in North Royalton is located at 6668 Royalton Road. That's State Route 82 in the center of North Royalton. Frank's Antiques in North Royalton is open Tuesday, Friday, Saturday from noon until 5:30 p.m. And you can call Frank at Frank's Antiques in North Royalton at 440-237-4393. That's 440-237-4393. And let him know that you heard about Frank's Antiques in North Royalton right here on Live with Pastor Al. Well, you can give us a call too. We got a few minutes left, 888-677-9673, and we have Katie calling in. And Katie, are you there?
Hello. Yes.
Hi, welcome. You're on the air.
Yes, hello. I would like to ask a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Me and Paul have been together for 12 years. We have two children.
Mm-hmm.
We're not legally married.
Uh-huh.
We have been committed.
Right.
We are saved. And it's like my mother, everyone is like, we're getting married, but due to financial, you know, things is going on, that it wouldn't be in our best interest right now to be, you know, legally married. But
okay,
what do you say about that?
Well, first point, you're talking about not being in your best interest financially.
Yes.
Generally speaking, if you're, you know, two people are committed, they're living together, raising children, you've already got a financial stake right there that is going to be pretty much the same if you're legally married or not. But the more important thing is the spiritual aspect. While you may have concluded it's not beneficial to you financially, or you know, it's not best interest financially right now, spiritually it's a detriment to you, to your boyfriend, and to your children. It's a spiritual detriment that you know, in this day when the family is under attack, and yes, you're functioning as a family unit, you know, a man, a woman, and children, raising children together, obviously functioning as a family unit together. But there's a spiritual aspect of it that you've given the devil really a foothold in your life and in your marriage, or I'm sorry, in your relationship with your boyfriend and your children. And it can be detrimental in that sense. But the other thing, it's just not right. The Bible talks, you know, we used to use the term living in sin, and it's not popular today, but the Bible talks that men should be in a marriage, you know, where it's recognized by a church, and then we have civil marriage, which is recognized by the state. But that's the right thing to do, and that's the simple fact. It should be done because it's the right thing to do, and it'll guard your family and you against the onslaught of the devil. Unfortunately, don't have too much more time to delve into this, but let me add one thing to that. A lot of guys like being in relationships like you're talking about. I'm not talking about your boyfriend in particular, because they don't have to commit and they can leave easily. And that's unfortunate, because the man is supposed to be committed. And a marriage like that makes a mockery of Christ in the church. We're out of time. Appreciate your call. Join us again next week and listen Sunday night.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. You can contact Pastor Al by calling 330-659-6561 or by writing Post Office Box 452 Richfield, Ohio 44286, or email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Pastor Al invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church this Sunday at 11 a.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can learn more about Pastor Al and the Bible Baptist Church online at bbc.maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation with Pastor Al this Sunday night at 11 p.m. and again next Friday afternoon on AM 1220, The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.